You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Statistics indicate that following the holidays, there is much loneliness and despair. Like the many men and women of faith who have gone before us, you and I can receive strength for the days ahead from God Himself.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Wallace Schultz, Associate Lutheran Hour Speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
God of the heavens, giver of life, we come before thy holiness today in shame of our sins and in need of thy mercy. To all who are listening today and in need, O Lord, remove their uncertainties of life, strengthen their weaknesses, and encourage them in their moments of despair. Draw each of us unto thy Son Jesus. Let us see his sufferings on the cross in our place. Let us experience his rejection in our stead. Give unto all who trust in the sin-cleansing power of the Savior's blood the unshakable knowledge of certain participation in the final and glorious resurrection. We pray this in the powerful and precious name of Jesus. Amen. Several months ago, one listener wrote, "I am at home depressed about things happening in my life." Another listener confessed, "I am so burdened. My husband is an alcoholic and he cannot hold a job. My daughters are also struggling with the temptations in their lives." Each day, television soap stories reflect, in a remarkable and frequently accurate way, how complex and difficult life can be. Problems arise when we least expect them. Situations develop which seem almost impossible to handle. As a result, all too frequently, the delicate threads of family relationships are strained and begin to unravel. It is easy to understand why people today are finding it increasingly difficult to face life in our rapidly changing society. And for many people, the most difficult times are those days after Christmas. According to an article in U.S. News and World Report, few people end it all by taking their lives on Thanksgiving or Christmas. More people, however, commit suicide on New Year's Day than any other day of the year. Yet with all the devil-inspired confusion swirling around us, there is no need for anyone to throw up his hands in despair. If you are troubled, there is no reason for you to permit the devil to drain from you the strength needed to face your challenges each day. If you are presently facing a problem or frustration in your life, with the unswerving confidence demonstrated by David as he faced Goliath, and with the certain knowledge of victory given by God to St. Paul, may you also be enabled to say, "I am afflicted in many ways, but not crushed. I am perplexed, but not despairing." St. Paul reflected more than mere expressions of positive thinking or trite bumper sticker solutions to life's complex problems. His words of confidence were spoken by a man who himself had seen tough times and by one who had experienced conditions more difficult than most people today could even dream of. St. Paul was afflicted by severe physical punishment, as evidenced by the scars on his back. Yet, his spirit was not crushed. Frequently did his friends and acquaintances turn against him, and yet he did not despair. Yes, for you today, let the dramatic example of the life of St. Paul be an inspiration in your life. Your problems can be overcome by the strength that God is offering you. Your worries can be subdued by the Spirit-planted conviction that God works out all things for the benefit of those who love Him. Begin today and live each day with confidence, trusting in the beautiful promise recorded in the Bible, Philippians chapter 4, that God shall supply all your needs according to His riches. Yes, in the midst of turmoil, you can live your entire life with confidence. Even at the very moment of your death, by God's Spirit, may you possess the knowledge of final victory over death as expressed in the Holy Scriptures. At this point, you can rest assured as you trust in the sin-cleansing blood of Jesus that you have finished the course, that you have kept the faith, that there will be laid up for you a crown of righteousness which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award you on that day, and the Bible says, not only for you, but also for all who love His appearing. Certainly, in a society where friends turn against us and guarantees are frequently not worth the paper they are printed on, it is difficult to place our complete trust in God's gracious promises recorded in the Holy Scriptures. You may be tempted to believe that you are so insignificant that God is unaware of your problems and that no one understands your situation. But remember the words of the Lord Jesus Christ when He said, "Even the very hairs of your head are numbered." You may feel that because He was so well known, and that because He enjoyed many of the privileges of His day, it was therefore easy for St. Paul to look at life positively. Nothing could be further from the truth. St. Paul's life was not a bed of roses. You and I move from place to place and go to work at modern conveniences, air-conditioned cars, smooth-riding buses, and rapidly flying airplanes. St. Paul did not have these conveniences. He rode on horses and in chariots. Sometimes he went by boat, and his body was almost always exposed to the elements, scorched by the sun, chafed and whipped by the wind, and pelted mercilessly by the rain. Frequently, he found himself traveling from place to place, not in air-conditioned vehicles, but on foot. He had no automatic clothes washer or dryer. He had no refrigerator or microwave oven. Neither television nor newspaper was available to him. Leprosy was rampant. Cures from polio, smallpox, diphtheria, and other ravaging diseases were unheard of. Blood transfusions were unavailable, and most surgery would have been impossible. In St. Paul's day, anyone sick or hurt had to trust solely that God in His mercy would provide healing for the body through the normal healing processes. Yet with all these disadvantages, and as he lived amid so much danger and insecurity, St. Paul was still able to remain positive. He certainly was afflicted, but he was not crushed. He was perplexed, but he did not live in despair. With all our modern 20th century technology, you and I live with many conveniences, and yet we are easily perplexed and often in despair. It was not St. Paul's affluence which gained him confidence. It was not his money nor his material possessions which provided meaning in his life. It was certainly not a positive song nor a paperback book explaining how to cope with life which gave him his certain feelings and the positive convictions about his future. The heartbeat of his hope was his faith in God. He had less convenience than we have, but he was able to look at life more positively than we frequently do. He was trusting God for his strength. Too often, we trust ourselves. It is, therefore, no surprise that after doing an extensive survey, a major university learned that in spite of all of the modern conveniences you and I now enjoy, most families are less happy today than they were 20 years ago. St. Paul's faith was not a passing emotion. His strength was not self-generated. He received his hope, his power, and his courage from the living Lord Jesus Christ. And this same hope is available to you and me today, free by the grace of God. St. Paul reminds us of this in Romans chapter 8 when he says, "He who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who indwells you." Some people believe that when Jesus died on the cross, this was the end of his existence. And as a result, Jesus is frequently portrayed as a passing cult leader. But from first-hand experience, St. Paul knew better. At one time in his life, the great missionary and evangelist had worked hard to wipe out the Christian faith and everything Jesus still today represents. He assisted in and consented to the deaths of many Christians. His confession before King Agrippa is recorded in the Bible, Acts chapter 26, when he says, "Not only did I lock up many of the saints in prison, having received authority from the chief priests, but also, when they were being put to death, I cast my vote against them." Then one day, as St. Paul was traveling to Damascus to carry out his vicious mission, he was shocked into spiritual reality. God met him in a blinding light. He and those with him fell to the ground. A voice from heaven said, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" St. Paul answered, saying, "Who art thou, Lord?" And a voice from heaven then answered and said, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting." St. Paul was shocked. He had thought that Jesus had been only a man. He thought death had conquered the man called Jesus Christ. What a shock it will be also on Judgment Day for all those who are now denying that Jesus is God. Jesus himself warned, "Everyone, therefore, who shall confess me before men, I will also confess him before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever shall deny me before men," Jesus said, "I will also deny him before my Father who is in heaven." Oh, may all who belittle and make fun of the Christian faith, all who deny that Jesus is God, and all who question the resurrection of Jesus from the dead, realize the power of the Bible-revealed truth that Jesus, after he had made purification for sins, after he paid for your sins and mine, then he ascended into heaven and sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. It is from this position that Jesus is now able to help you in your time of need. It is from this position of majesty that he is able to come to the aid of all those who are tempted. It is from this position of triumph over death and the devil that the Holy Scriptures teach Jesus is able to save forever those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. Yes, the Bible teaches in the 7th chapter of Hebrews, "It was fitting that we should have such a high priest, holy, innocent, undefiled, separated from sinners, and exalted above the heavens, who does not need daily, as those high priests in the Old Testament, to offer up sacrifices, first for his own sins, and then for the sins of the people, because Jesus did this once and for all when he offered up himself when he died on the cross." Just as Jesus Christ transformed the life of St. Paul from an enemy of the cross to a zealous believer, he is still changing the lives of people today. From the moment of his Damascus experience, St. Paul began to be a changed man. The old had passed away. Behold, all things began to be new. He understood that his strict Pharisaic religion and the good life he tried to live would never save him from the final righteous judgment of God. St. Paul understood that his salvation rested solely and entirely, just like ours does, in trusting in the sin-cleansing power of the blood of his Savior. He realized that he had made fun of the Christian faith, and that he had even tried to wipe out the hope built around the living Jesus Christ, who was raised from the dead, ascended into heaven with all power and authority. By the power of the Holy Spirit, St. Paul's pride was changed to humility, and his arrogance to repentance. From that time forward, St. Paul lived every day with the sustaining power of the hope of heaven. No problem in life was too great. He understood that if the tent, the temporary body in which he lived, was taken down, he would inherit a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal from the heavens. He powerfully proclaimed that any problems or troubles Christians face in this life are not to be compared to the glory which will soon be revealed to all who place their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, God spoke to St. Paul on the road to Damascus. He may also be speaking to you today through your difficulties, trials, and problems. As you face your challenges, as you endure your trials and shoulder your burdens, let not the devil tempt you to believe that God does not love you or that he has rejected you. Trust totally on the clear teachings of the Holy Scriptures, Hebrews chapter 12, that God disciplines those whom he loves and scourges every son whom he receives. The Holy Scriptures clearly teach that God, and I quote, disciplines us for our good, that we may share in his holiness. During their days of terrible persecution, St. Peter wrote the following words to the early Christians. This is what he said. Rejoice, even though now, for a little while, you have been distressed by various trials. These problems, St. Peter said, are necessary so that the proof of your faith may be found to result in the praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. The great apostle then reminds his persecuted friends, and also you as you listen today, that even though you have not seen him, even though you have not seen Jesus the Christ, you love him, and though you do not see him now, but believe in him, you greatly rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory. Finally, to all who stand firm unto the end, St. Peter proclaims a glorious victory as he says that these believers in Jesus will obtain as the outcome of their faith the salvation of their souls. Ladies and gentlemen, in these days of increasing despair, live each day with God's promised power. Rest each night with Spirit-given grace. Trust daily in the biblical promise that he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal body through his Spirit. Believe this. God's blessings are for you. Amen.